evenly. The pads in the center, that's a drive-through, is what that is for people that say pulling a car or a boat. They can just drive up and through and right back out.
Well, you're talking about on a trailer park, there's not going to be any full-time people living there. It's all going to be like RV in and
yes.
out.
Yes. It's only going to be open probably a maximum of 7 months out of the year.
And per our floodplain regulations, which they state that that's a good use for it in the floodplain.
Yeah, I understand.
They can't stay more than 180 consecutive
days. Yeah, as long as we don't keep them.
And they have to keep their wheels under them, have to be able to be driven
that's
off
where I was going.
Or pulled off. Yeah,
that's where I was headed.
Yep.
Is that a public boat ramp?
Excuse me?
Is that a public boat ramp?
No. It's a private ramp. The first lot that I purchased and put in the boat ramp is right down the side of it. This is off the property line, maybe 10 feet.
And these lines float,
well,
Jim.
Show it's off there.
Well, yeah, they float. So.
Yeah, it's over there. Well, this lot's showing it's on top of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your lines can float 15 to 20 feet. So.
And you're proposing concrete pads to park on, or
yes.
just concrete pads?
It's my intention. I was thinking both ways, either concrete pads or concrete patios and a gravel pad. Maybe just do both.
But with that being in the floodway, he'll have to get those certified to be anchored. That's in the floodway. I mean, it's a big process.
It's quite a process. That's why I asked. I wondered if the utilities were going to come up through the pad so they would be properly anchored.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll do whatever I would need to do or whatever.
Now, you're more familiar with floodplain regulations than I am at this point, but that's certainly going to be addressed.
Are those within a platted subdivision currently, those two lots?
Are they what?
Within a platted subdivision?
Yes, but the restricted covenants, I think, have expired long ago. When I keep saying, I have a little hard time hearing. I'm a pilot and I've flown a lot of open cockpit airplanes, and the doctor says that's my problem. So that would be the hearing thing going here, but I don't wear a hearing aid. Maybe I need to before.
I've had the same problem with bulldozers.
Yeah, the far lot, Mr. Chairman, is lot 30, block A of the Riverside Estates.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's the far lot. So this one, lot 29, or... Yep, lot 29.
Any other comments, questions?
Do you, when the folks bring their RV in, do you plan on that being there with it full-time, or do you have any intention of maybe letting them rent it for 2 months and then they show up a couple weekends a month and just keep it on-site when they're not occupying it?
Yes, that's kind of what I was thinking. They could keep it on-site for maybe 2 months, so the maximum time in there, maximum time, that, like at the Branson RV park,
I don't know the answer to that. I'm just wondering if that trailer is going to be sitting down there unoccupied when the alarm goes off with the smart.
I don't think so. I think that it can only sit there for 30 days.
Okay.
I believe that's correct. But they'll all have to be moved by the end of October is my intention.
Yeah.
Shutting it down end of October.
Well, I mean, they're on wheels, and you can get them out of there, but if there's nobody there with the pickup, then it's going to end up rolling down the hill if we got water. So I just wonder if there was actually going to be, whoever owned the thing is going to be on site with it, and when they leave, they take it.
If it's a trailer, they'll have to be on site all the time or move it. But an RV, motorhome, I think that, if somebody was going to leave in any length of time, like a week or two, you need to have leave the keys, is my thinking. And
okay, I was when
able
I
to move
RV,
it.
I'm thinking whatever, trailer, anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to have an office or somebody here all the
time? I have a motor home, and I was going to use one of the pads for that because everything's going to be out of there. The end of October is the intention, including mine.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, public hearing will be August 13th.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'll get with you between now and then. We'll get all these particulars to present to them.
Okay.
Okay?
I don't need to hang around, I guess, right?
Not unless you want to.
Thank you.
We'll bounce back to Brian Charlton. Did we get anybody to show up for 584 Hillcrest Drive? I guess.
I would move that we postpone it.
Make a motion to table it until they get it.
Table it, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We will table that concept. We have no old or new business. The next item on the agenda will be going into closed session.
Before you do that, Mr. Chairman, I need to have the Board of Adjustment go ahead and open their meeting. I'll take a quorum roll call and then simultaneously the planning could go into closed session and then the Board of Adjustment right behind them, if that's okay.
Sounds good.
So I'd ask the Board of Adjustment Chairman to open the meeting.
Yeah, over the July 9th?
Yep.
Board of Adjustment meeting at
6:24.
Monday?
6:24.
Please.
Okay. We've got Dan Boone.
Present.
Trent Edwards.
Present.
David Hurd?
Present.
Howard Kitchen?
Present.
And your new board member is Rick Persinger?
Present.
You've got a quorum.
Thank you very much. Our next order of business is?
On your agenda, you have closed session pursuant RSMO 610.021, Section 1, under legal.
I make a motion to go into closed session.
I'll make that motion to go into closed session pursuant.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're closed.
Okay.